This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain. Sierra says, save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says, save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
This is the Olive Podcast Little Black Book bonus episode. Listen on to hear this week's guests share the hit list for eating, drinking, shopping, and travel.
Welcome back to the Olive Podcast. On our recent episode, we had Eslem Warren, who talked all about her new book, Sebze. And today, she's going to dive into some of her favourite places with her little black book. Let's go straight into it, Eslem. Can you tell us a little bit about a cool UK foodie city or town that you love?
I suppose it has to be London for me. You know, it's just you get the best of everything, right? All the regional and world and diverse flavours. It's a lovely Turkish restaurant called Zahter by the late Esra Muslu, really showcasing regional Turkish flavors, especially the Aegean and the Med. I love that as a foodie spot.
Yeah, it's a great restaurant. It's very central as well, isn't it?
Yeah, great. Yeah, really great.
How about a surprising European or worldwide destination that you love?
I was in Montenegro a few years ago as part of my post-COVID stopover place, which turned out to be amazing. I love the place, but also that influence from the Ottomans, you know, when Ottomans, because that place was a part of the Ottoman period, and you would get similarities of what I know of as Turkish food, but their version too. They had this lovely trileçe dessert, very sort of spongy but light dessert, and they would serve it with Turkish coffee, which I loved. And their corn-related bakes, again, really reminded me of our Black Sea region. But the seafood, you know, seafood was amazing, and the local abundance of fresh produce was really lovely. I'll definitely go back to Montenegro, absolutely.
Yeah, God, that's a great one. It looks beautiful. I've seen pictures of it, but never been.
Really gorgeous.
It's very high on my list. So that encourages me to go. Where would you host your last supper, and what dishes would you want to eat?
I think they had to go back to my roots. There was a lovely restaurant called Sultan Sofrası, Sultan's Table in literal translation, in Antakya. Mom and dad used to love going there. A local place, a local hub, but you get the freshest of mezes and the kebabs and whatnot. And I think it had to be there, and it would be mother's muhammara dip with walnut and red pepper paste dip. Definitely the stuffed flatbreads, some za'atar salads, dolma. We love dolma, you know, stuffed vegetables with aromatic rice and pine nuts and pomegranate molasses and whatnot. And I think we might most probably finish with künefe, the kataifi with the oozy cheese in the middle, just a nod to the heritage.
Oh, delicious. That sounds like a feast I want to go to. What is your favourite? Do you have a favourite pub or bar, and what makes it so special?
You know, we lived in a place called Malmesbury when we returned from the US briefly. And there was this lovely gastropub, I think it's called, in Tetbury, called Potting Shed. A lovely name too. But what I loved is that they had this wonderful kitchen garden that they literally grow all the produce that they use in the pub and from the garden, and the freshness of salads, and really, really sustainably, you know, raised and, you know, gathered meat and whatnot. And it was very memorable, really. I thought, well, it's a place well worth traveling back from Surrey to go back.
No, that sounds like a great one.
Potting Shed, yeah, it was good.
The Potting Shed, so that's in Tetbury?
Yes, I think outskirts of Tetbury, yeah.
Do you have a favourite bakery? And if so, what's your repeat order?
So I live in Weybridge, Surrey, and we have this lovely Maya Bakery, and the owners are from Turkish origin. They make not only the most beautiful sourdough bread, but they also do this gorgeous phyllo pies with spinach and cheese and swirly pies. I love the savory stuff, to be honest, but they do have some really great cheesecakes too. But yeah, I would go there in a flash, absolutely.
Amazing. And do you have a favorite coffee shop?
Yes, again, I suppose my local Aromas. Not only I would get my regular coffee fix, but you will also get the Turkish coffee too, which is always a real treat to be able to do that. Yeah, it's a good place, a community hub again.
Where do you go to buy a great food gift for friends, either a store or online?
I really like Odyssey. They have a really nice wide range of stuff, and you know, we could also get our pomegranate molasses, grape molasses, which is really important when you make simit bread. They have it. It's great. And I think they have the best pomegranate molasses I've tasted, to be honest. So I would go there in a flash. Odyssey, yeah, they're good. They're good.
And finally, a great specialist shop, either for ingredients or for cookery equipment.
Mm. Two places. One of them is Özerlat, UK. So they are Cypriot-based Turkish coffee and artisanal food confectioners. They're online. Their Turkish delight is out of this world, and Turkish coffee. But they also have this lovely dried figs from Aydın and some tahini helva.
I've tried those.
Amazing. So
the chocolate dipped figs, they are incredible.
They really are gorgeous. And Divertimenti has some really good stuff in London. But in terms of ingredients, I think specialty ones, Özerlat.
Özerlat. That's a really great one. Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.